Well, I think we need to put in place a lot more connections between the European Union and indeed other countries. For instance, this week, the UK and Norway opened an interconnecting electricity cable that will allow Norwegian hydropower to come to the UK when the UK needs it and to export wind energy from the UK to Norway when the wind is blowing there. But we need many more of these connections. Between France and Ireland at the moment, the Celtic Interconnector project is underway. That will allow us to export wind energy to France. But we need more of those kind of connections, perhaps with Belgium, or perhaps even looking across the North Sea to Sweden, to Denmark and Germany. If we want to get more renewables in use, we need what's called the European supergrid. We need this grid of connections, like a spider's web, connecting all the countries, all 27 member states. If we don't do that, we'll be more and more dependent on Russia and Russian gas. So at a time when Nord Stream has been talked about, the Greens are saying, look, we have to move away from gas. We need to move away from oil because of the planet, but also because of dependency on a difficult, challenging political regime.
But that's difficult. Some countries as big as Germany have a very different policy. I mean, Merkel decided to close down the nuclear plants, but she's importing gas, more gas from Russia. She's reopening coal plants.
So we need more investment in renewables, and that needs to happen yesterday. And I know this isn't easy, but we need a combination of factors to tackle the energy crisis. We need all these new renewables that we spoke about. We need photovoltaics. We need more wind energy on the grid. We need those cables that connect the different regions. So if the wind is blowing in one place, we can export that energy to another. But on top of that, we need demand management measures so that industries can perhaps move the peak electricity that they use from the morning to the afternoon to take pressure off the grid. And then, of course, as we move towards an electric car fleet in Europe, as we move to millions of electric cars, we need to use those batteries to help the grid when the energy demand peaks. So everything has to be connected. We need a renovation wave. We need to invest in energy efficiency, and we need to invest in renewables.
Do you really think we can become independent energy-wise with renewable energy? Because fossil energies are like 50-60% of our energy production now.
I think we can. Here in Ireland, we've gone from 20% renewable energy up to 40%, and we are heading towards 70% by the end of the decade. So we are changing our electricity system in Ireland to very clean and renewable electricity. I think if we can do it in a country like Ireland that is not as well connected to other European countries, we can do it elsewhere.